I wanted to share with you something this morning. The Lord has been talking with me for these last few weeks. It's been a challenge because, you know, when I grew up in a church, I always been a Christian. So when you grow up inside of the church, sometimes you know everything. Like, I know that. I've been hearing that before. Oh, yeah. There's nothing you can tell me that I don't know. So for me, it's a challenge to be here, standing up in front of you guys, and tell you something that you don't know for obvious reasons, right? So I'm going to speak with you from the bottom of my heart. So I decide to name this message, How to Love Others. And it's something that I've been fighting with this couple weeks, because the Lord has been reminding me, hey, that's not the way. Hey, attention, Maida, it's not the way. So read with me, please. 1 John 4:7 says, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So our God is love. Amen? I've been having lessons with the youth, with the teens, these couple of weeks, and we were talking about what defines our God. And the word that actually gives us the most true meaning about our Jesus is love. No other word can explain our God than this word, love. Because he loves us. He loves us more than we could imagine, because we are not capable of loving the way he can love us. So I want you to read with me Romans. I have the control. I've been waiting for Melody, but now I have technology and I can do it in my cell phone. Okay. Let's read Romans 12:9-21. Please help me to read, okay? Because I'm nervous. Okay. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cleaning is good. Be devoted to one in love. Honor on one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's word. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. And the last verses?
On the contrary,
If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. And, okay, I'm going to read my notes now. And, oh, what I did. I don't like this technology. Okay. And specifically talking about these verses that we just read, I want to take a place this morning to share with you my heart about all the process that we've been through with Pastor Gary this couple weeks ago. It's been hard. It's been hard for the family. It's been scared. And I just want to say something from the bottom of my heart, and is that how proud I am of us as a church. I am really proud of all of us. Let me tell you why. Because I can see the love of Jesus through everyone in this congregation. With every single test message that it was coming, how is Pastor Gary doing? We can feel the love. And it was just not something that, oh yeah, it's just because it's because they're asking for the pastor. No, it's because we have love to each other. And we are praying. We knew that we were all of us praying. And that's something that is como una característica, a characteristic from the body of Jesus Christ, loving one another. So it's hard for me this a couple of weeks because I've been dealing with my emotions, right? And it's just not about the situation that we were living, but it's also because I was leaving my position as district leader, from the children's ministry. So I was talking with my husband the other day, and you know, I was crying. You know, sometimes women, we cry. And I was crying with him, and I was like, oh, husband. And he told me, well, you know, this was the conversation. Why are you crying? And I was like, it's because I don't know. I feel like everybody, no one recognize all the work you do during, you know, all the time you're spending over there. No one sees what you're doing. So in the very end, they don't even call you to say, hey, thank you for all you're doing, but now this person is going to continue. Nothing. They don't say anything. It's like, okay, now I'm not there anymore, and no one told me anything, and I don't know who's in charge. And you feel like you're just out of all the situation, and it's weird. So I was crying, and, you know, these feelings start coming out. Like, well, if they're going to pay like this, I don't want to do it anymore. Never again. If they're going to treat me like that, I don't want to serve anymore. Never again. And the Lord told me, Maida, it's not the way. Maida, that isn't the way. You have to be humble. You must be humble. You are called to serve. Nothing else. And in order to love in this way that we just read, we need the Holy Spirit. It's our first point. Amen? Amen? We need to be full of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are evil. We can't love the way it's written over there without the Holy Spirit. We are not capable of doing that kind of love. Jesus said that all of us, we are evil. And he says that in Matthew 7, 11, and 12. He said, if you, please, then, evil, give to those who ask him. So in everything, to do others what you will. Amen. So we are evil. Amen. It's what Jesus says about us. And that is not a secret. So, you know, sometimes I'm just with myself. And I told my husband, you know, a veces me caigo gorda. How can I say that in English? Yeah, I don't like myself, but it's a funny expression in Spanish. It's like I see myself fat, I don't like myself. I fight with myself because I don't want to be the way I am, and I fight with my own self. And it's true. The Bible says that we have a fight against the evil that is outside, that we have a fight with the enemy, we have a fight with the devil. Yes, it's true, but the worst fight we have is with ourselves. That's the dangerous battle. Why? Because sometimes we can't control our own thoughts, our own emotions. So we are fighting all the time with ourselves. And it's something that, in my case, in my most of the cases, I can control what I do, but in my head is always a fight. Like, I have to have the Holy Spirit all the time. I have to be full of love, full and joy, and full in peace. Those are the three fruits of the Holy Spirit that he gives us to be able to show the love of Jesus Christ to all the people around us. We need those three things to show the world that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Amen? Because loving this way is a feat. It's un... I don't know if it's the same meaning. Es un, feed. Can you tell me what a feed is? Yeah. It's something of great value. Amen. It's like something great that you do over the. You have to struggle and you have to overcome things to get the feed. Right? Okay. So it's the same word. Okay, so loving that way is a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us. So loving the way Jesus loved, called us to love, is something very special in these days. Why? Because the people outside can't love. They are not loving anymore. And when I was thinking and I was talking with a friend about it, and I said, it's because no one has to, they don't know how to love anymore. They don't commit to one another. They don't treat well to each other. They don't know anything about respect. Yeah. And she told me, well, yeah, but it's because when you are married and, you know, sometimes this feeling of the butterflies and it's just over, well, you have to move on. And I was like, no, you have to learn how to love each other, how to commit to each other. Isn't about emotions? Isn't about the way I think, my own desires? It's about giving glory to Jesus Christ. So I was thinking in how to love the people around me, because sometimes I want to share all what I have in my heart, and I can't. You know, I have this protection that I have for myself, my proud. Pride. My pride. My own things, my own wishes, my own dreams, my own feelings. And it's something that I don't want to give up. But I have to do it. I have to do it because that's what I call for. Okay, let's read 1 Corinthians 1, 1 and 2. Paul called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. Amen. So, if we don't have love, we are nothing. If we have no love in our lives, if we are not able to love the people around us, we are nothing. It's a feat to love this way because it doesn't matter if my faith is big enough to move mountains. If I don't know how to love the people who's beside me, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. So, in Matthew 24, 10 to 13 says, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will... because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Amen. So, in the beginning of the verse, we can see that all the people is going to betray and hate each other. And says, at that time... but we are living in that time. Yeah. Though this time is that time. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. We are living now where the people is going to turn away and they are going to betray and they are going to hate each other. And if we keep reading forward, give us the answer. What is this going to happen? It's because the people is not going to be able to love. The love is going to, what's the word that you use over there? Va a menguar, va a ser pequeño. I'm sorry, I'm speaking Spanish. Exactly. So it's going to be something that we have to look forward. We have to look forward for love, asking Jesus, asking the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please, please give me love. Why? Because in these times, the people need to see that we are able to love the way Jesus Christ loved. And the last point that I have is this one. It says, let's look for friends who make us move forward and grow in faith and love. It's not just me and God. He also gave me a church to grow up. I was talking with the youth a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about the difference between the church and the temple, right? And I was telling the teens, okay, guys, you are the church. Okay, put your hand in your heart with me. And say with me, I am the church. I am the church, right? I am the body of Jesus Christ. So I was teaching that to the youth. And I said, the temple is where we come to worship the Lord all together. But you have to know that you are the body of Jesus Christ. And because you are the body and me, together we are the body of Jesus, we grow up together. We need each other to grow up. Why? Because as with people, in talking to another, in, how to say, convivencia, when fellowship is where I can notice what is lacking, right? I can see. If someone tell me, Mayra, can you please move? And I don't feel like I want to move, what is going to be my reaction? Okay, come on. But if I have control with my emotions, if I'm full of love and joy and faith, I can say, even if I don't want to move, I say, of course, go in. Because we have control of ourselves. That's why we need each other to grow up all together. And also because sometimes, like the other day, we are sad. We get angry. And we have each other to talk. To say, look, I'm struggling with this. I have this problem. And the other one can come, give me their hand, and pray with me. And help me. And this process that we just lived with the pastor a couple of weeks ago, it was something that we were doing together, holding each other's hands. And we were praying, and we were fighting, and we were celebrating together. And that's something that makes us grow. That's something that gives us love from Jesus and gives us the possibility to share that love to the people who's outside. To close this, I want to share something that happened with me when I was crying with Matthew that day, and he can approve my message. He was with me, and I was crying because no one saw all the job that I was doing, right? And I was like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. No one sees all the work, da, 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 da. And in that moment, I'm not going to lie to you, in that moment, you have to, okay, approve the message. I receive a text from a girl in Puerto Vallarta. And she was telling me, thank you, Mayra, for all the job that you're doing. Thank you, Mayra, for everything that you've been sharing with us all this time. And she told me something in that message. And thank you, because when I traveled from Puerto Vallarta to Guadalajara just for that presentation that you guys were doing, you spoke to my heart and remind me about how Jesus knows me better than I know myself, and I was able to trust him during the process that I was living. So, guys, I want to encourage you to be the people who's there to tell the other one, look, I'm here. I'm going to love you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to stand by your side. And one day, when you need help, it's going to be people around you. The body of Jesus Christ is going to be beside you to tell you, I am here to hold your hand too. Let's walk together. Let's grow up together. So, I'm going to... Oh, yeah. I'm going to close this sermon with reading Hebrews 10:25, and says, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all more as you see the day approaching. So let's walk together. Amen? And I Guys, I just want to thank you. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for everything. And I want you guys to help me to pray. I know that Carol Foster has been sick. So I, please, Lordy. And I want us all together pray for her.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Maida. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. All of Shame does. We do. We love you. Father God, we just come before you this morning, and we thank you so much for what you're doing in our lives personally, as a body, and even in this community, Father. You work all things together for your good, and you are strong in our weaknesses. And Father, we thank you for coming alongside of us and your Holy Spirit coming and filling us. And we just ask right now that our hearts would be full of your Holy Spirit, that we would love like only you can love, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you are doing in our lives. And we especially pray right now for Carol Foster as she's broken her arm and she's been in a lot of pain. We just pray, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to send healing to her right now and heal her arm and strengthen her. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for the work that you're doing in my husband, the pastor's life, that you would continue to strengthen his heart. You have done miraculous things, and we praise you right now. We give you all the praise and the glory because you are a God of miracles. You are a God of miracles, and we give you all the glory, Father God. You are doing so many things in many aspects right now through this situation that we don't even understand at all. We may never understand it all, but it's all for your glory, God. We thank you, Father God, for giving doctors wisdom and guidance and direction. And Father, that you work out all the medications so that Pastor feels better. And Father, we thank you that each and every day he's getting stronger and he's doing well at home. And Father, we just pray as this new school year goes on that you bless the children. Let them shine brightly for your glory, that they've seen a miracle and that you saved Pastor's life. And we thank you for everything. We give you all the praise and the glory, and I just pray that you would minister to anybody that's here this morning that needs a special touch from you, that if they don't know you, that they would be willing to give their hearts to you. In fact, let me just ask right now, is there anybody here that has never given their life to Jesus and you would like to give your life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Praise you, Jesus. Father, we just love you and we give you this day and bless the Bible studies as they continue again this week, 11 o'clock on Wednesdays for in English. And bless us as we go. And bless those who are traveling and that are homesick. Heal them in Jesus' name. Amen. I think we covered it all. God bless you.